I don't tell you how to solve your problems. I help you discover what your problem is and what is your best solution for your problem. And that's when people have breakthroughs.
And welcome to Five Ideas. I'm your host, Joey Nagel, along with Rich Clay. Rich is a certified professional life and leadership coach specializing in working with entrepreneurs, business leaders, and Rich also works with athletes, actors, public speakers, and really anyone interested in becoming a high achiever. Rich's mission is to strategically guide achievers to unleash their destinies. And I'm actually a client of Rich. Rich has coached me through several big decisions in my business and my life. Super quick background on me. I'm currently 25 years old. Started business school when I was 16, started a music recording and live sound production company when I was 18, married my beautiful wife Kayla at 21, and my wife and I now run a creative media agency with 4 full-time employees, and we're continuing to grow. I know that's a super quick snapshot of me, but don't worry, we'll get to know each other very well over the future episodes. So Rich, let's dive into what Five Ideas is all about.
Oh yeah, I'm super stoked about Five Ideas. But before I do that, let me say this. Joey is one of my clients, and what he didn't know, he was interviewing me, but I was interviewing him at the same time, because yeah. I don't take on just anybody, but the reason I took on Joey, and the reason why I took you on, Joey, because at a very young age, you decided you were going to maximize your life and you were going to get the most out of it. And you are definitely a high achiever. You're on your way to achieving great things. But on your way to achieving great things, you want to have a quality of life
Absolutely.
As well.
Yep.
And so that's why I said yes, and it's working out pretty good. So Five Ideas. Let me talk about Five Ideas. I've been doing coaching for a long, long time. We'll get more into all of that kind of stuff. But here's what I discovered. I discovered that no matter who I talked to, whether it was in a counseling session, consulting session, coaching session, or just a friend role, when people would come to me for advice, when people would come to me looking for answers in their life, it all revolved around 5 issues. Okay?
Interesting.
5. And so you want me to give them to you?
Yeah, let's
all right, we're going to launch them.
I think
them.
We want to know.
We'll
you guys want to know what they are.
We'll launch them right here. First is health and fitness.
Okay.
All right? People were dealing with issues. Maybe they weren't healthy, or maybe they just wanted to be more fit.
Okay.
Second is relationships. Everybody deals with relationships. If you live on planet Earth, you're going to deal with people, right? And people want good, healthy relationships. And yet there's a lot of brokenness in relationships.
Absolutely.
The third was the area of wealth mindset. And I use that word strategically because wealth is not just about what you have in your bank account. It's your mindset. It's what you believe that you have that's important, and it's what you value. So I deal with the whole idea of what you think about wealth and not just what you have. People can have a lot of money and be poor. They really can, because they're poor in spirit, or they're poor in attitude, or they're poor in gratitude. But a wealth mindset is a prosperous mindset. And so we help people become prosperous in their mind as well. The fourth is peak performance. And that's everything to do with leadership, how I run my life, maybe how I am a father, how I'm a mother, how I spend my day. Am I productive? Am I using all of my abilities, all of my God-given abilities to maximize my life? Am I a peak performer? And the last one is faith and spirituality. That's very dear to my heart, because without faith, you really can't have hope. And without hope, you're just living life.
Interesting.
That's the five ideas
so
right there.
Every person you've ever talked to, if they have a problem, it's in one of those five categories.
It's in one of those five categories. Absolutely.
Every time.
Every time.
And so we actually wanted to bring this to the world. So what we do in our coaching sessions, as I mentioned, I'm a client of Rich. What we do in our coaching sessions is we actually work through these five areas. And the reason why we work through all five of them and not just one of them is because they're all interconnected. They're all integral. They all work together at the same time. And for example, as you heard in the intro, what is health without a family? You know, if you have your health and you're fit and you've got all this going on, but you don't have a family, you know, what's really the point? Or what is money if you don't have health? You know, there's a lot of wealthy, you know, financially wealthy people out there. They've really mastered the art of making money, running businesses, et cetera. But what's the purpose of money if you don't have your health? You can't even enjoy it, you know? And what's the purpose of all of it if nothing comes afterwards? If this life just ends and you just go back to dust, what's the purpose of anything? And so we talk through all of these pieces because they're so integral. Like, I can't have a healthy relationship if I'm constantly worried about my finances, because I'm just going to be stressed out. My mind share is going to be going towards, how do I make money? How do I pay these bills, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of Americans, a lot of people in the world experience this. Even in the wealthiest countries, they experience this. And we focus on these in our coaching sessions. And so what we wanted to do is essentially bring the coaching session that we have and that Rich has with all these high achievers to everyone. And so you guys have the opportunity to be able to sit in with us and listen. And we want to bring all, we want to bring ideas in all these areas every single week in our new episodes. Rich, do you want to tell them a little bit about what they can expect in each episode?
Yeah. And let me go back on what you were saying, because it's so spot on, Joey. You know, the truth of the matter is that one size doesn't fit all. So you may be struggling in an area of your relationship, and we're not just going to give you one answer that fits that situation. Over a lifetime of coaching, I have collected numerous resources and ideas. And so the idea I want to talk about, five ideas, is that when you watch this podcast, we're hoping you just get one or two or three or four takeaways, an idea in the area that you might be struggling with that will work for you. So here's the magic, you could say, of coaching. Coaching doesn't tell you, I don't tell you how to solve your problems. I help you discover what your problem is and what is your best solution for your problem. And that's when people have breakthroughs, when they discover inside of themselves what they need to do. That's when they make life change. That's why coaching is so important. That's what we want to do on this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want to help people discover for themselves what their solution is. But we're going to give you about 5 zillion ideas as we go along with it.
Yeah, and you know, to tag on that again, the purpose of the show is not to just be another show where you listen and, wow, that might work for somebody. We really want to present ideas in each of these five categories, each of these five areas. We want to provide ideas of that you can actually take and implement in your life to make real change. And these ideas, you know, they're not necessarily they're not necessarily all going to work for everybody. Like Rich said, the goal is hopefully you can take one or two or three away from what we're talking about and what we're discussing and apply them to your life immediately. And for an example, I love how you said, it's not just, we're going to be giving answers to problems. We're going to be walking through how to find out what the problems are. And sometimes the answers are actually obvious once you know the problem, but sometimes the problems are not obvious. I love how you say, usually the problem isn't the problem. And I'm going to ask you to elaborate that on that in a second, but the problem is not the problem. And so for one example, you could be having problems in your relationship and it may have nothing to do with you or your significant other. It may actually have to do with the fact that you work too much. And then you eat a poor diet, and so then you're tired at the end of the day, and you're irritable, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you might make a couple of changes to when you wake up and your exercise routine and how you're eating, and you might see all of a sudden, hey, that irritability and that problem in my relationship just magically dissolved. And so could you talk a little bit about why the problem isn't always the problem?
Well, first of all, understand something. One of the biggest needs that we have as human beings is energy. Energy. If you don't have energy, it's just going to affect every area of your life. So you're talking about a relationship. So somebody comes to me, a client comes to me and says, I've got a relationship issue. Well, what's the problem? Well, the problem is I'm working all day. I come home. I'm really tired. I don't communicate with my significant other. We don't connect. And we end up getting in a fight. And then we go to bed mad at each other. So I have a relationship issue. Well, when we start to drill down, we find and discover, as you said, that's not a relationship issue. That's an energy issue. If I had more energy, I would be interacting more in that relationship.
Yep.
So then instead of trying to figure out what the relationship issue is, and there might be some that we need to work through, let's first of all start with energy. How can we get you more energy? Energy is the most underrated resource that we have, and we ignore it, and then we do crazy things like just caffeine ourselves to death and sugar ourselves to death, and we don't think it's going to catch up with us, and we know
in
America,
yeah,
we're seeing it.
Yep, and so you might be thinking, okay, you guys said the show's called Five Ideas. Where's the ideas? Well, there was just one right there. You know, that idea can be applied to every single area of your life and assess the situation from a little bit of a higher perspective rather than just the problem that's at hand is maybe, hey, I'm having, you know, me and my significant other are always fighting. Maybe take a couple steps back and just look at as to why. It may not be health and fitness for you. It could be finances. I know finances is one of the number one causes in, I believe, divorces in America. And I know it causes a lot of fights. People are constantly talking about it and stressing about it. And gas prices are going up, all these different things. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's something else. But what I would challenge again is this could be very, very, very fundamental and foundational to everything that you do in life is to take this concept that Rich shared with us of the problem may not be the problem. To take a step back and really figure out what the problem actually is before you start trying to solve it. And so what would you say would be a good strategy to be able to actually come up with solutions?
So I'm going to say this because this is our kickoff. This is our kickoff podcast. And in this podcast, from here on out, you're going to hear a lot more about these five areas.
Yep.
But let me share something with you that I think our audience is really going to connect with because you're bringing up a good point. You're talking about oftentimes my problem is not my problem. You're right. But all five are our problem.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right.
So let me take you through this. So let's say, instead of just looking at health, when you come on board in coaching with me, we're going to coach all five areas. You may say, well, I'm not having any problems in that area. Well, we're still going to coach that area because there's more you could do in that area.
Sure.
So let's say you start getting healthier. If you get healthier, it affects so many different parts of your being. Okay, first of all, you're physical, which means it gives you more energy. But typically when you have more energy, it begins to work with your brain, and your brain begins to think more positively, and it begins to create more. With more creative ideas, you address problems from a different perspective. Mm. When you are worn down, tired, and discouraged, a problem overwhelms you. When you are energized and filled with creativity, a problem actually challenges you and you get excited about solutions. So now if you're being healthy, you look at a relationship problem and you don't look at it going, oh, I got to go home and face that relationship issue. You look at it as, what is a way we can fix this problem? Because my mind is saying, if I'm healthy, then if I'm healthy with my partner, two are better than one. And look at the dynamics of life. Now, do you see the positive energy that's flowing now just because I got healthy and now my relationship gets healthy? Now, when my relationship gets healthy, I have two people agreeing together that we believe our mindset on wealth has been limited. We're going to take that cap off. We're going to stop looking at our limitations, stop looking at our bills, stop looking at our indebtedness, and we're going to create wealth. We're going to create streams of income, and now we're going to be people of generosity.
And right, because wealth, again, is just another. And so as Rich is referring to wealth, he's really referring to having more than enough. And a lot of times, when people talk about wealth, you know, you think of Lamborghini, you think of a mansion, you think of all this. Really, wealth is having more than enough and, you know, plenty left over to be able to give and share and,
exactly,
and help other people instead of just yourself. And most people want that, you know. And we're not out here saying you're not going to be successful until you have, you know, millions of dollars in the bank. It's really just having more than enough so that money is no longer something that you're fighting about. It's another problem. And when you get in that right mindset, right, you start to look at the problem of, hey, I'm in debt right now, and I don't want to be in debt. You know, I'd really like to be able to take my family on vacation. I'd really like to be able to pay for my kids to go to college. I'd really like to be able to have a little bit of a more reliable car. So it's just another problem. And like you were saying before, if you're in the wrong mindset because you're unhealthy in whatever area, you look at the problem as a problem. You look at the problem as something scary, correct?
Yes. And so wealth, you can define wealth is the opposite of lack.
Yeah.
There's no lack. And so I've gone into third world countries and sat down with wealthy people that didn't have a lot, but they had enough. Mm. And like you said, they had enough to share. And so every place we would go, it was important for them to share what they had. And as long as they had enough to share, I considered them wealthy.
Sure.
Now, understand this though, we are living in a prosperous, wealthy country in America. So I think it's important for us to tap into that. So, and let me keep going down the stretch. So now you've got that couple, right? We're going back to that couple. They've got energy. Now their relationship improves, right?
Yep.
Now they have that lid off of their mindset when it comes to wealth, and they're not in lack. And then now they move into peak performance. So now they begin to perform at a higher level. So now they begin to volunteer in the community, volunteer in their church. They begin to add value to other people's lives. They are peak performers. You can't add value to other people's lives when you are always empty and drained yourself. But once you become healthy and active in participating together in unity, now you become a peak performer. So you begin to, your mindset goes beyond you and beyond your family and begins to, how can we contribute to our community? And the last area is, once we start contributing to our community, we know our faith grows. We know there's something greater than just what we're seeing and what we're dealing with. We know faith is that thing that we build upon, that when we come against hard times, we still keep our hope. That is five ideas. That's the integration of those five pieces.
Amazing. I'm already bought in. I'm obviously a client. I've seen the success of your methods and the things that you practice in these five areas and how they all work together. What about somebody that's skeptical and says, especially on the faith piece? I think everyone can agree on everything leading up to that point, right? But on faith, it's like, what about the people who's like, I don't have faith and I'm not interested in faith? What would you say to that?
Well, first of all, I would say, I know not everyone is religious, okay?
Okay.
But everyone has faith.
So there's a difference between religion and faith.
I totally believe so. Absolutely, 100%. Because it takes faith to sit down in a chair. Because you're trusting that chair to hold you up.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Okay? So everybody has a level of faith. It's just, what do you put your faith in?
Mm.
Okay. So, you know, for me, you know, I don't want to just put my faith in my abilities and my talents and my education and my training. You know, I believe in a higher power. I believe in God. I believe it empowers me, okay? But whatever you put your faith in, everybody's putting their faith in something. But the question that you should really be asking yourself is, am I putting my faith in something I value? Okay, so people talk about values a lot. But you list your values, but where is your time? Mm. Okay. So I would say to somebody who says, I don't need faith, I would say, yeah, you're going to put your faith in something at some time. So what is it that you're putting your faith into? And I would love to talk to you about that.
Are there places, as you're saying that, I have questions. I imagine you guys probably have questions as well. Are there places you can put your faith that are bad places to put your faith, that are not like, can you put your faith in something that could let you down? And how could that negatively impact everything else?
Oh, absolutely. But sometimes it's the same thing. So let me say this. You can put your faith in a person and it be a bad thing. And you can put your faith in a person, it can be a good thing. Mm. It depends on the person.
Okay.
Okay. You can put your investments, same thing. You can put your investment in a good thing, you put your investment in a bad thing. What I'm saying is, you need to know what you're putting your faith into, because if you have confidence in something and you've done your homework and you've checked it out, then that faith is going to grow. Because what happens is this, if you put your faith in the right thing, okay? Oftentimes, here's the reason why people don't change dramatically. because we live in an instant gratification culture, meaning, and I tell people all the time, don't coach with me unless you're going to coach between 6 months to a year, because it's not going to change overnight, but if you give it time, it will. So when you put your faith in something, you need to know that if it's not going the way you wanted it to go right away, if you have confidence in it, if you believe in that person, if you believe in that system, if you believe in that organization, if you believe in that God, whatever it is, and you hold tight, you will see it come to pass. It will come to pass sooner or later, but it takes faith to get through those dark hours. It gets faith to get through those times where you're wondering and you're doubting, but you got to be strong and steadfast in that. And if you've got a trusted confidant, let's go back to relationships. If you got, you know, I teach on the seven dynamic principles of relationships. If you've got a relationship that you can trust, sooner or later, that person will be there for you through the thick and thin, and you'll see your dreams come to pass.
Wow. So that's what we've got for the very first episode of Five Ideas. And I hope that you were challenged. I hope that there's some things that you can take away from this episode. I know it was a short one. We're going to try to keep these episodes between 20 to 25 minutes. But the beautiful thing is we're going to release them every single week. And as you're listening to this one right now, you can actually go listen to the next episode right after this. Or if you're on your way to work and you listen to this on your commute, I would highly encourage you to listen to the next one on your way home. This is something that we're very passionate about bringing to people. It's not something that actually no one's paying us to make this. We're actually taking our own time to make this show for you guys, and we really, really want to see people's lives changed and impacted, because the power of just one idea. Sometimes just one idea is all it takes to completely change a situation. So if you're going to pull anything out of this episode, I would highly encourage you to remember to take a couple steps back and realize sometimes the problem isn't the problem. Thanks for joining us on this episode. We'll see you on the next episode of Five Ideas.